Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark at John J. Lee Amphitheater in New Haven, Connecticut, for Ivy Hoops Online. This afternoon, you probably know by now, the Yale Bulldogs outlasted the Princeton Tigers in the Ivy Madness semifinal number 2, 83-77. After trailing by 12 at halftime, the Princeton Tigers staged a valiant second-half comeback effort against the Bulldogs. Midway through the second half, the Tigers, behind the heroic efforts of Richmond Aririgoza and Miles Stevens, came back to take the lead. Henderson was thrilled with what he was seeing in the second period, saying later that he was looking for a half like that all season. He said the best thing about it was that his team was, quote, having fun. Princeton actually held a 7-point lead later in the game, but were derailed when Miles Stevens fouled out in what was his final start in a Tiger uniform. Yale capitalized on senior leadership from Alex Copeland and Blake Reynolds, who had 16 apiece. Mie Oni took over the game at the end, finishing with 23 points and a perfect 8 of 8 from the free throw line. As a team, the Bulldogs shot 16 of 16. For the Tigers, Richmond Aririgoza truly rose to the occasion, canning 24 points in 37 minutes. Jalen Llewellyn looked a lot like the Jalen Llewellyn we hope to see all year. He added 17 while Stevens joined him in double figures with 13. Freshman Ethan Wright played 35 minutes and grabbed 8 rebounds. Henderson stated that the team will not consider any postseason play beyond Ivy Madness. So unfortunately, Tiger fans, we have seen the end of Miles Stevens' stellar career. He will certainly join the all-time greats at Princeton University. You just can't say enough about the way this team battled back, especially after suffering a humiliating smackdown administered by the Bulldogs just 1 week ago at Jadwin. Of the 9 players who appeared tonight for Princeton, 8 will return next year, as will Ryan Schwieger, whose scoring ability was sorely missed today. As you know, he suffered a concussion 10 days ago in practice and was not able to take the floor for this one. The championship game tomorrow showcases a tantalizing matchup between Yale and Harvard. When asked if facing Harvard gave the game a little bit greater significance, Yale captain Alex Copeland said that when he came to Yale, when anybody comes to Yale and you get one game at home for the Ivy Championship, you hope it's against Harvard. Well, after Harvard's success against Yale this year, I think James Jones and his crew are hungering for revenge. It's going to be a great battle tomorrow afternoon at John J. Lee. So enjoy the game. Enjoy the women's games tonight and the title game tomorrow. I want you all to know that I've enjoyed very much being a part of Ivy Hoops Online this season. Thanks for listening. So long from John J. Lee Amphitheater in New Haven, Connecticut.